God is so consistent in what he says, and we come to a passage of scripture that backs up the fact that he had said earlier to anyone that would bless Abraham's seed, they'd be blessed, and anyone that cursed Abraham's seed, they'd be cursed. And so Abraham's testimony had so dramatically changed in such a God-honoring way in 3 to 4 years that Abimelech, a Philistine king, wants to make certain he's in a good relationship with Abraham. And once it had been questioned by Abraham back in Genesis 20, and now his testimony is revered and respected by Abimelech. So look at this. We're in Genesis 21 and verses 22 and 23. It says, "At that time, Abimelech and Phicol, the king, commander of his army, said to Abraham, 'God is with you in all that you do. Now therefore swear to me here by God that you will not deal falsely with me or with my descendants or with my posterity, but as I have dealt kindly with you, so you will deal with me and with the land where you have sojourned.' And Abram said, 'I will swear.'" You see, Abimelech was king of the Philistines, and Phicol was his military commander. Gerar was a city located in the Negev between Beersheba and Gaza, and that was Abimelech's headquarters. And Gerar was located approximately 10 miles south of Gaza, and Beersheba was located approximately 18 to 20 miles east and a little south of Gerar. This land where Abraham lived, which was supposed to be his, was under the complete domination of the Philistines. And it's very significant to note that the first admission of Abimelech and Phicol is the acknowledgement that they know God is with Abraham in everything he did. This would have been a tremendous encouragement to Abraham, who had made some wrong decisions in life and really made a mess of things with Hagar and Ishmael. And when you've botched things, when you've messed things up, and someone still recognizes that God is with you, it's a humbling moment of grace. I don't know if that's ever happened for you, but if it hasn't, that day will come as you walk with God. And so even when Abraham made these dumb decisions, God's with him. And Abraham had a testimony for God that became powerful, and it was eventually known by the powerful men of his time. We see in verse 23, the request for Abraham to swear that he would not deal falsely with him was admission by Abimelech that he realized that his existence and his blessings, which he enjoyed in life, hinged on his relationship with Abraham. And the request to swear is one for Abraham to promise by oath that he will not deal deceptively with him or with his line. In fact, some 60 years later, Abimelech still has the same view because he requests exactly the same thing from Isaac. And when any person who is in a position of power recognizes that God is blessing him because he has faithful people of God in that society and purposes to maintain a good relationship with God's people, that person, that company, that power is going to be blessed by God. Well, we start to see the responses of Abraham to Abimelech. Look at verse 24. "And Abraham said, 'I'll swear.' And when Abraham reproved Abimelech about a well of water that Abimelech's servants had seized, Abimelech said, 'I do not know who has done this thing. You did not tell me, and I have not heard of it until today.'" And so he agrees, he responds with an agreement with him, but it goes on where he sees this response to this complaint. And that Hebrew word complaint is one that means that Abraham rebuked Abimelech by bringing to the light the matter of the well in such a way that it brought conviction on Abimelech. Abimelech did not know anything about that at first, but there is an important point to see. Before peace can be achieved, you need to have wrongs righted, and restitution and reparation need to be done. If you've broken anything, let's say that you broke a window with a baseball, or you did something that you shouldn't, and that person has been hurt, that person has been offended, you need to go back and make things right. If you want to be right with God, you have to admit, you have to own the fact that you've sinned. And so it's the first time that he heard about this. Well, look at verse 27. "So Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and the two men made a covenant. Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock apart. And Abimelech said to Abraham, 'What is the meaning of these 7 ewe lambs that you have set apart?' He said, 'These 7 ewe lambs you will take from my hand, that this may be a witness for me that I dug this well. Therefore, that place was called Beersheba, because there both of them swore an oath. So they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech and Phicol, the commander of the army, rose up and returned to the land of the Philistines. And so this oath changed a promise made between two men into a promise made before God. It was a customary for a covenantal agreement to be entered into by giving presents. It's interesting that Abimelech had once given sheep and oxen to Abraham, and now Abraham was giving them to Abimelech. We've noticed that it was the fact that Abraham gave Abimelech these seven ewe lambs that caused Abimelech to want to know what that meant. And according to the law, a ewe lamb was a sin offering. Abraham, however, is not using it as a sin offering, but as a goodwill gift. The number seven is stressed in this context because it's a number of completion. And this pictured that their oath was completely binding. These seven would be a reminder that the well in Beersheba was an Abrahamic well, and the place where they made a complete covenantal promise. And that's an agreement that needed to be made. And then Abraham responds by worship. Look at verse 33. He says, "And Abraham planted a tamarisk tree in Beersheba and called there in the name of the Lord, the everlasting God." And so Abraham worshiped God and realized that his relationship with God was everlasting because God was everlasting. And it's a beautiful thing because Abraham looked at God as majestic. And faith that honors God is developed over time, and much of it is developed after previous failures. And then we see him respond by staying. Look at verse 34. "And Abraham sojourned many days in the land of the Philistines."